Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. You can bring up anything you want to talk about. It's up to you. Or we talk about stuff that you might find interesting. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
On this midterm election day, on the most important election of your lifetime.
I know, man. I worked for like 4 hours today on a video making fun of that exact topic, and I realized there was no chance I was going to finish in time for it to be relevant, so I just sort of abandoned it. But
no, just save it for the next one.
Okay, true, because they're going to say it again.
Yes, of course they will.
Ian, there was a blood moon this morning.
Was there really?
It was a blood moon, and it was just, what are the chances?
Oh, chances are 100%. That at some point, there would be a blood moon on an election day.
Yeah, like in the next 130 years, I think, is the next one it'll be on an election day.
By the way,
if our empire is still holding elections on Tuesday, on the second Tuesdays of November.
Well, that's exactly it. As long as the, and it's Aria, by the way. And
I think we introduced
ourselves. I thought we did too, but I don't remember.
I'm so distracted.
I'm Conan. Talk about blood moons. What's up with that?
What is a blood moon, Conan?
It's just a full moon that happens to hit the sun just right, and an eclipse, and it turns red. Mm-hmm. It looks bloody red.
Does that mean that the Republicans are going to sweep in and
MAGA takeover?
I hope not, because I ran as a Republican. I don't know, Matt. I don't think it's a sure thing, even here in Keene, for the Democrats to really do that well. I'm interested to see what the results are going to be.
Well, they've already come out and says don't trust the results and don't get mad whenever that doesn't go your way.
Oh, dude,
and be prepared to wait to be 4 days later. I mean, it used to be we'd find out that evening. Now it's like,
come in the same night.
Pennsylvania, Arizona. You hear all the polling stations that are down in Arizona.
Do we care who gets elected to the Senate for Arizona?
I don't care who gets elected at the federal level at all.
Yeah,
I really have no concern whatsoever, and it's been really just so annoying over the past several days to have people here in New Hampshire, Republicans, desperately trying to get libertarians like me to vote for their candidates.
Yep, yep.
And they're really, really desperate.
They're not getting my vote.
I voted for one Republican.
I didn't vote for any actual Republican.
Out of 15 options, 15 Republicans to vote for, I voted for one. But I know the guy, he's a friend of mine, and he's a good guy.
There was one I voted for. There was one guy who came door-to-door here, which is unusual. Like, I don't remember the last time a candidate came door-to-door in Keene, or at least came to my door. And this guy came to the door. He knew who I was. I didn't recognize him, but apparently it was the first time we'd met. And so, of course, I asked him about independence.
Obviously.
And I said, well, you know, regardless of how you feel about secession, do you think the people of New Hampshire should be able to vote on this topic? And he said that he thought that it should be put to a vote.
But would he be willing to, codify that and put that in writing at the State House?
I didn't hammer him that hard on that
question.
Because
I imagine there's a lot of Republicans who'd be like, well, of course. But then when you put that vote actually in front, they go, oh, no, there's only 13 people voting yes on this.
In a room full of his peers, yeah.
I did tell him it was only 13. We did talk about it to some extent. And he did seem pretty certain. But again, he's just a politician and he could be lying. So, yeah. But
still, going to door-to-door means something.
The person he was against was running against as a communist. So, I mean, I didn't feel so bad voting for him, even though he probably holds some views that I disdain. It was nice being able to vote for actual libertarians, which, of course, yep. Jeremy Kaufman was on the ballot. He's made some headlines
nationally.
Who
was the idiot who put the second libertarian candidate on the ballot? on the ballot.
Yeah.
Because that
yeah.
was tremendously.
You mean for governor?
I'm told it was Nick Sarwarker that he was responsible for it.
Yes,
dude, get out of New Hampshire. Take that crap back to Arizona or wherever you're from. Isn't his entire thing supposed to be that he's dedicated his life to the Libertarian Party? The first thing he does, in addition to the divisiveness that he's caused since he arrived here, the first thing he actually does for the Libertarian Party is split the vote between two different candidates because he's not
exactly
happy with one of them. Dude, get out of here. Take that crap elsewhere.
Well, he actually tried to do it in multiple races. So he tried to recruit candidates to run against the official Libertarian Party nominees in multiple races. There was a guy that was going to run against Jeremy Kaufman, but he was convinced by an outpouring of outrage to withdraw his candidacy. So he had filed and everything. And then people were like, what are you doing? And the dude actually, to his credit, his name was Kevin, he canceled his campaign. I don't know
That's
if he
good.
Realized. I don't know if he realized he was being used. I think that he thought he was doing something good. He didn't realize there was going to be another candidate in the race. But I've never spoken with him, so I can't speculate for sure on that. But yeah, what you're referring to is basically like sort of this, I don't even know if you can really call it a schism, because the party itself hasn't had any kind of strife. What happened was back in January, there was the Libertarian Party convention, and the convention is where the Libertarians choose their nominees. So Republicans and Democrats are used to doing this with taxpayer dollars. That's what happens at the primary, right? Multiple Republicans
yes.
or Democrats run for a particular seat. The primary happens. Taxpayers pay for the whole election
yep.
process
yep.
to happen. And then they get their general election ballot choice. That doesn't happen with Libertarians because we're not a major party in New Hampshire. And so, therefore, ours happens at a convention. So at this convention that any Libertarian Party member in New Hampshire is free to attend, they don't have to pay to attend this particular convention. They can show up, they can nominate who they want to, and then they, you know, if there's more than one
right.
of them, they could give a speech or whatever, and then the room of people who attends can vote on who that person is. When, and the Sarwarks were there, Nick Sarwark, who listeners probably don't know who that is, that's the former chairman of the National Libertarian Party who moved to New Hampshire a few years back.
I used to like and support him. When he ran for chair the most recent time, I supported him because he seemed like a nice, genuine guy who cared about the Libertarian Party. But everything he's done in the last 2 years since he's moved here has demonstrated otherwise.
Well, I'm sure he would say that he does care about the Libertarian Party, and he doesn't like the direction it's gone, so he decided to field some alternative candidates.
Your side lost, man.
By splitting the vote amongst two Libertarians.
He did it in a sneaky way. He didn't field his candidates at the party convention where they would have had to have debated the other candidates and been voted upon by the other party members. What he did was, he's fairly wealthy. He's a successful attorney and car salesman, used car salesman.
There you go. There's your problem right there.
Two worst possible careers combined. But what he did was,
no kidding.
He funded outside activists, paid activists, to come here and do the work to get his candidates on the ballot. Because remember, as a Libertarian or any third-party member here in New Hampshire and in many other states, it's very difficult to get on the ballot. Here you have to get thousands of valid signatures in order to get a gubernatorial candidate on the ballot. So how is he going to do it? When the local Libertarians are backing this other lady, Carlin Borshenko, for governor and for Jeremy Kaufman for U.S. Senate, how are you going to round up the volunteer help where there's no actual schism within the party, there's no actual people who want to volunteer for your dark horse candidates or whatever you want to call them? He literally hired people from outside of the state to come here and do the petitioning.
Disgusting.
As I understand it, I got a phone call from a guy at one point who was, what was he trying to do? I think he was just promoting the campaign, like asking for donations, that kind of thing. Like, hey, so-and-so is running for governor, and we need your help, you know, blah, blah, blah. That kind of thing. I said, hey, you know, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, I'm from Alaska.
Oh, okay. So not a New Hampshire resident, not even in New Hampshire.
His, the entire campaign of these alternative Libertarian, or this alternative Libertarian governor candidate on the ballot, was completely manufactured.
I mean, it's his money, he can spend it how he wants, but imagine, Nick, what good you could have done if you had instead used that money to support Carlin and Jeremy Kaufman.
I think he would argue that they weren't the right candidates, and so therefore
it doesn't matter. They weren't going to win. You lunatic! They were never going to win. So it's not like you got to be, oh God, what are we going to do if Carlin becomes governor? She's not going to.
Yeah.
However, by splitting the vote, you helped make sure that they were not going to get the 4% or the 5% or whatever is necessary to
and
obtain.
He knew that was going to be
yes.
The case. The good news is it could still happen in Jeremy's race because that one guy that he wanted to run pulled out, and so there was only one Libertarian on in that race. And so if Jeremy Kaufman gets over 4%, then that would be good enough to qualify.
I thought I had to be governor. That's good news.
Any statewide, and those are the only two that qualify.
All right, we got more coming up here. Plus PFAS. What's that stand for, Conan?
A long word. Forever chemicals.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Aria, and Conan in the studio tonight. We're just kind of doing a quick recap of the midterm voting day that we all participated in. And we saw some numbers, like lots of people were out in New Hampshire, at least in our area of New Hampshire today. I saw a video online from Durham, which is where there's a fairly large college. I think it's UNH, University of New Hampshire, out there. And it was somebody in, like, it was obviously there was a voting precinct at the school because it looked very institutional or something like that. Or it was at some school. And it was just like a long hallway full of college students waiting to go vote.
God, that sucks.
And it made me think, these students are obviously getting something out of this. They're getting some kind of extra credit.
Yep.
There's some sort of bonus that they're being given in order to incentivize this, because it just, it seems very unusual that young people would go and vote in general.
I mean,
stand in line for something other than coffee.
Yeah.
And the ones I saw today had to register in order to vote.
This was a registration line. The line was for people who'd never registered.
So, I mean, if you are passionate enough when you're in college to actually get out and go vote, just because you care that much about democracy or whatever, you are almost certainly already registered to vote.
Yes.
Unless you just have never voted before because you just turned 18 or 19.
Right. Well, whatever. If you're that passionate, you went to the primary.
Yes.
Right? By the way, gold and silver are really important assets, and savvy investors have been buying these things for generations. Certainly, it's not too late. The price of gold did go up a little bit today, cracked back over $1,700 per ounce. They've got a ton of different options for you over at Bullion Max. But if you're new to the idea of buying gold and silver, then start with their silver starter kit. You can get it at employee pricing by going to bullionmax.com/FTL. That's bullionmax.com/FTL. It's 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, plus they're throwing in a free gold back, because if you've never seen the gold back before, you really have to have one in your hand to really be able to appreciate the beauty and how awesome and eye-catching the gold back is. So don't miss out on this. There is a limit to this deal. It's one per household. You can get yours now by going to bullionmax.com/FTL, and you can order from Bullion Max without talking to a salesperson. Your precious metal ship fully insured directly to your home. Get their silver starter kit at bullionmax.com/FTL and get a free gold back when you do so. So we're just kind of doing a quick recap here. We've got other things to talk about, including the so-called Tornado Battalion. That's a story that Aria is going to tell us about here in a little bit. Plus, what are PFAs, so-called forever chemicals? Was there anything else that you guys wanted to share about your experience out there at the polls today?
You know, when I create my new government, we're going to do away with this mail-in voting. We're going to do away with this same-day registering.
What's wrong with same-day registration?
It's just, as Aria just mentioned, if you really care about your community, you will not wait till the day of, unless you have an example. Like, for example, you just moved in last Wednesday.
Like,
bull crap. College students probably getting A's for the day, you know, as credit for going to vote. Just come back with your I voted sticker and you get an A.
Why shouldn't procrastinators be allowed to vote?
Procrastinators need to suffer like the rest of us.
I mean, no,
but if you don't
I'm
care
a procrastinator,
about,
dude.
I'm top of the tree when it comes to procrastination. But I registered many, many weeks before my first vote here in Keene, you know, a decade ago.
See, here's the thing. All the fear-mongering about that you usually hear from Republicans, by the way, when it comes to same-day voting or voting without ID and all this, despite all that fear-mongering, New Hampshire is still the freest place of all the 50 states. It's got a slow growth to the government here. We're slowing it down even more by bringing in free staters and liberty activists here. I just don't buy that New Hampshire having open voting, actually some of the least restrictive voting systems, has actually harmed it in any way, shape, or form. I don't buy it.
And I'm going to take it to the next level, too. Only property owners can vote.
All right. That's not a bad proposal. That's not a bad proposal at all. And same-day voter registration for property owners. How about that?
Property owners, all they have to, you walk in with your deed. The deed of your property. You bought it last Wednesday. I hadn't had time to go up to the clerks and register, but hey, here's the deed to my damn property and my ID. Say, this is me. This is me, John Smith. I own this.
Good to go.
You get the vote. Go right ahead.
I would rather. I don't think we need to do any of that. I just open it up online. Let's make it. It's like It's like steroids in sports, right? You know people are going to use steroids and they're going to cheat. Okay, mm-hmm. So just open it up and let people do steroids if that's what they want to do. I mean, we know the election is going to be fraudulent. We know that better than anyone. So let's just take the rails off and let it be as fraudulent as it wants to be. And the governor who cheats the best with, and gets 18 trillion votes will be the one who wins. Why not? I mean, it's not any worse than the system we have now.
Here's the craziest thing about New Hampshire and voting. I couldn't believe this when I saw this headline, but it just came out at the end of September. Election Law Journal ranks New Hampshire last in the United States for ease of voting.
What?
Right? I could not believe that New Hampshire is the hardest state, according to the Election Law Journal. The Election Law Journal ranking New Hampshire last in what it calls the quote-unquote cost of voting.
It's probably because we have strict mail-in options. Like you have to prove that you're out overseas or you're in the military or whatever.
No,
you can't
that went away in COVID, man. Everyone I knew just received a ballot in the mail.
Hmm.
The rankings consider several voting measures such as registration deadline, pre-registration laws, voting inconvenience, and poll hours. In the study, the so-called cost of voting refers to how easy or hard it is for voters to cast ballots in each state. Researchers noted restrictions on voting or registration are usually justified by increasing security, but said they saw no relationship between such restrictions and a drop in voter fraud. So I have to agree, like, more restrictions doesn't seem to make any difference. But it's very interesting that New Hampshire ranked 50th. Despite the fact that they have same-day voting registration, which helped the Granite State score, but it was hurt by not offering methods such as early voting or mail-in ballots.
Yep, see?
The state was also
COVID's over.
For its voter ID law, which is, of course, still not a requirement here in New Hampshire. So
here I am asking it to be even harder, stricter, and we're already 50.
We're the strictest state. I couldn't believe it. Like, for me, it's like I literally walk into this place. I say, you know, my name. They look me up on a list, and they say, do you have ID? I say, I don't show ID to vote. Mm-hmm. I had ID. I just don't show it to vote. And then they say, well, we might need to. And then the lady, you know, the moderator walks up. Oh, yeah. Hey, Ian, you know, you can vote. And so, boom, I'm in. You know, I don't have to show any ID. But even if they didn't know who I was, I would still not have to show ID. It's just that then you have to fill out an affidavit that you swear, swears that you are who you say you are and that you live where you say you live. And now they want you to take a picture, but you don't even have to take the picture. As we discovered, our co-host Matt learned he objected to the picture on religious grounds, and then they brought out another affidavit. So as long as you're willing to swear under the penalty of perjury that you really are who you say you are, you can vote with no ID, and you can even register to vote with no ID in New Hampshire, and yet we are the hardest state in order to vote. It's amazing.
Well, there it is.
It's to me. It makes me a little
concerned about all of the stories I hear come from other states mm-hmm. where there is shenanigans taking place. And by the way, there are shenanigans taking place.
To
what level? To what extreme? Who knows? But I mean,
there's very rarely, you know, at least in New Hampshire, there's very rarely anyone who gets prosecuted successfully for election fraud. It has happened, but it's nothing massive. It's usually just some guy who tried to vote twice and he got caught. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join the show and bring up whatever you want.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I think the first thing you'll see is a bill to control the border first. You've got to get control over the border.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, discussing Republicans' top priorities should they take control of the House in the 2022 midterm elections. This as President Biden believes Democrats will win the Senate in the midterm elections. However, he believes the House is a tougher battle. An American aid worker was reportedly shot and killed in Baghdad after his car was ambushed. On Tuesday, Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder says he does not believe this person was associated with the U.S. military.
There's no specific concerns out of the standard when we're deployed overseas. And so, again, we'll continue to place an emphasis on force protection.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. As people all around the country and the United States are deluding themselves into believing that voting for one party or the other is going to make a damn bit of difference.
Vote harder
in future.
It is amazing considering that they should have noticed throughout the last 2 years that there were a few figures that had a substantial impact on their day-to-day lives. People like Dr. Fauci, the CDC, other institutional people like that had a tremendous effect on people's daily lives, more so than Joe Biden or Donald Trump has ever had. And yet, none of those guys are elected. The ones who are actually making these changes that are affecting you, none of them are elected. And electing Joe Biden or Donald Trump or whoever isn't going to do anything about the thousands, if not tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of Dr. Faucis out there who are ruling over you without being elected.
Actually, they claim that if they can get Rand Paul in a seat as top of the house, what's the title?
The third
in row.
Yeah.
Anyways, if they could get him
house
in there.
Speaker.
House Speaker. If they can get him in there, then he'll go after...
Why would anyone believe they would give Rand Paul House Speaker?
Because he's already given Fauci a hard time.
Why would they make him... Well, he's in the Senate anyway. He can't be the House Speaker. He can be the Senate...
whatever the hell that is.
They were thinking about adding him to some board or making him chairman of some board or whatever.
That's about as high as that guy's ever going to go. He's not as principled as his father or anything like that, but he's still the troublemaker or whatever as far as, you know, more likely to vote no on stuff. They're not going to give him any kind of power.
But Ari, you've said that these are the guys, these top heads that aren't even elected, are the ones who've made who made the last 2 years extremely difficult for us.
Yeah.
Except I don't blame them. I blame the people who went along with them.
That's absolutely
true. Who followed
those
orders and just went along to get along. The people who honestly believed Fauci and the other ones, the go-alongers, those are the ones who I fear and who I have an issue with.
That's absolutely true, that if it weren't for obedience, if it weren't for the people who just did what they were told, the tyranny would not have lasted. It would not have gone nearly as bad as it did. They would have undone a bunch of the stuff that they were trying to do if they had mass noncompliance. But we don't live in that society. We live in a society full of sheep who are doing everything they're told, and that includes the Republicans and the Democrats. And it's important to point out that Fauci was there under Trump.
Yep.
Fauci's been there for like 40 years, basically, like, you know. Yep.
Lifelong bureaucrat, lifelong ruler.
Yeah, basically, you know, as my entire lifetime, that guy has been in the federal government in these, you know, positions. So the whole idea that, oh, the Republicans are going to change things, you got to vote for the Republicans, and then all of a sudden inflation's going to get under control. These people are deluding themselves, and they do it every 4 years, every 6 years or whatever. They are constantly falling for the same tricks.
Same as the old boss.
Yeah, and I don't know if this will ever change. It's going to all have to come crashing down. That's the only
solution. It doesn't seem like it's going to change, man, because as I pointed out, the last 2 years were substantially different from any previous year. Like, it was readily apparent that the people in charge wasn't Trump. Trump couldn't do anything about the CDC or Fauci. He argued with them publicly on occasion, and yet
could he have fired Fauci?
No, I don't think so. There's some
head of the executive branch.
There's some bureaucratic positions that are beyond, and Jeffrey Tucker did a thing about this. I don't remember now what it was called, but they're beyond the ability of the president or anyone to actually just fire them.
I mean, he can't fire the head of the executive branch, or rather the judicial branch, but if it's an executive office, he has the ability to fire them. But he didn't.
I don't think he can.
All right, well,
Or just not give him a place
logic,
at the table.
Logic dictates that he should be able to fire them, but I think there was something past Jeffrey Tucker said in like 1890.
He fired a lot of people.
Yes, but there's something that protects them, some law that was passed that protects them from being fired by the whims of a president. I don't remember the specifics.
Somebody knows the answer to that. You can call in at 603-283-6160. But you're right, Conan. He could have made life difficult for that guy.
Oh, absolutely.
He didn't.
He could have gone. He could have had fireside chats with the people. He could have said, all right, look, hey, I can't get rid of this Nimrod.
Right.
But let me go down the list of things that he's told you that are wrong.
Didn't do
except,
any of that.
Except he didn't do any of that. And in fact, he pushed it.
Yes, he did.
And he's still pushing it, by the way.
They only like
He's like,
him.
It's like, it was mine. I was Warspeed. I'm the guy. I'm the guy who got this for you.
Trump's vaccine. Remember when the Democrats were against taking the vaccine because Trump was pushing it, and then they changed their minds once
Biden
got elected?
Same boss. Same exact boss. Yeah. You people are delusional.
Yeah, and then when you point out to the Republicans, which I tried to do on a couple of occasions because they kept pushing so hard to try to get libertarians to vote for their candidates here in New Hampshire because they need us. Right, they're desperate for libertarian votes.
Well, there's a lot of us.
There's a lot, and there's a growing number of them, right? So they want to curry favor, which they could have done by electing an actual libertarian candidate like Bruce Fenton, but they didn't do that. They put a warmongering psychopath in instead, a guy
who likes slapping his constituents.
Yeah, and so when I pointed out to these people, like, you guys are crazy if you think that this is going to do something. Because all you have to do is look at the Republicans when they were in charge during Trump and when they were in charge during Bush, when they had the House, they had the Senate, they had the presidency, right? You got total control of the federal government, you so-called small government Republicans, because they always talk a good game about small government this and small government that and liberty this and liberty that.
When it comes to the military and the cops.
Well, of course not. But let's just, you know, that's what they say. But then when it actually comes time to do something, when they actually have total control, there's no excuse. They can't point to the other side and say, well, we just can't get it passed because Biden's in the way. No, you had Trump. You had Bush. You could have passed anything you wanted to. And what'd you do? You made the government bigger than it ever was before. You made it more oppressive. You created the Department of Homeland Security. You went to war. You fill in the blanks. There's so many big government things that happen under these Republican administrations. Obviously, the Democrats also make the government bigger. But the whole idea that the Republicans are all of a sudden going to get in there and do the thing they never did when they had the opportunity to do so in the last 20 years is pure delusion. And then when you bring this up to those people, they just completely ignore it.
Well, these people are so insane that Donald Trump could, and he's expected to announce his presidency campaign next week, but he could run on a platform of draining the swamp, promise that he's going to go in there and drain the swamp, he's going to knock people around, he's going to set Washington, D.C. straight.
I thought that was his campaign promises last time.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He could do that again, and these same people, they would follow for it, say, oh, this time he's going to drain the swamp.
They're
crazy.
Now he knows. Now that he's been in the swamp, he was clomping along in his boots and his stick. And now he's figured out where all the swamp monsters are. Now he's got a plan.
Yeah,
now when he goes back in, he's going to be able to attack him immediately.
Yeah, that's it. Sure.
This time.
It scares me how accurate that's going to be to what they're actually saying. But
No. That's what they're saying. That's exactly what they're saying.
What do you want to bet the same week that Trump announces his campaign for president that the Department of Justice announces criminal charges? Because the theory is that they were waiting until after the election to actually charge Trump.
That's so obviously corrupt.
With what now? Is that the same stuff or
something
new?
They raided his house for. Remember, they took all those files or whatever, and he wasn't supposed to have certain confidential files.
Trump orchestrated that. The FBI was just coming by to get some papers, and he made sure that he wasn't there.
So you don't think they're going to charge him?
I don't think they got anything. I think they were just picking stuff up.
That's, I think there's a decent chance.
And he turned it into a fiasco. Look what they did to me. Look, they raided me.
I think they're looking for evidence.
They're indicting people all around Donald Trump. I would not be surprised if they did indict him, but I would also not be surprised that they didn't. It would set a dangerous precedent for all future presidents that they actually went after Donald Trump.
You know another thing the Republicans were talking about getting rid of or defunding or eliminating? FBI. You think they'll do that?
No.
You think they'll do that tomorrow?
I don't think most Republicans were advocating that.
I've heard a lot of them. They're like, when they raided their boy, they're like, we don't need this company. We are the department company.
Talk is cheap. They won't touch them.
No. I mean, as you pointed out, there were libertarian options within the Republican Party, like Bruce Fenton, that Republicans, if they actually cared about small government and low taxes and stuff like that, they could have voted for any of these candidates.
They want to go to war.
Well, they will do one thing. If they take power tomorrow or whenever, Thursday or Friday, they will do one thing. They'll prolong the inevitable. They'll give the right wing hope, and they'll sit back down on their laurels, and they'll
do nothing.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show. Bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's obviously, you know, pretty early on the East Coast here as far as any kind of election returns are concerned. But maybe as the show goes on here tonight, closer towards the end of Free Talk Live, we'll have some idea of perhaps how things are looking as far as the Liberty votes. Because really, we don't care about the Republicans and Democrats. We know that no matter who wins at the federal level, we are going to lose. Right, that is a guarantee, because there's no Ron Paul out there running for federal office. If there was, I'm sure we would have heard about him.
Well, the clue, we do have Jeremy Kaufman,
but we do, but we know it. he's probably not gonna win, right?
I just want to see him hit that 4% threshold.
Yeah, and we are going to be keeping an eye on that, of course, as well. We hopefully we'll be able to talk to Jeremy in a few days' time. He's really busy, obviously, running this campaign, and then of course getting the terrible ruling by the federal court that we delved into for a couple hours on the show last night about Library losing to the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. If you missed that conversation, definitely go and grab it over at freetalklive.com. We got archives there and more. So the number is 603-283-6160. I do want to say thank you to Eli123KY, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Eli is somebody who supports this show. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support Free Talk Live. If you want to help us get the ideas of Liberty out there to more people and you appreciate the work that we do here, then please go to amps.freetalklive.com and you can get signed up there and you can help us out, and you get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only archives. There's a podcast available through our Patreon that you can get access to if you're one of our supporters, and that has the full radio show every night without any of the recorded commercials. So that's one of the perks you get. You get more. Go learn about it over at amps.freetalklive.com. But Conan, let's change gears here. You've been wanting to talk about chemicals.
I think this is important. This is something that I think that we are going to be hearing a whole lot about. This is something that has been leaching into our industry and our food and our water and our environment, and it's not something that goes away. It's called a forever chemical for a reason. Mm. It stays around, it gets into things, and then it gets into us, and it's not good for you.
Don't most things have a half-life?
Yes, correct.
When he says forever, there's no way he means literally forever, right? Like, just, everything does have a even uranium and things like that have half-lives.
Absolutely.
They're just really long.
It's a lot, but a lot longer than your lifespan. Mm-hmm. So these get into your body, into your liver, into your bloodstream, into your brain, and it could affect you. I mean, this is, you know, they've done studies.
Are these names we will hear, like we know when you say the names of the chemicals, or is this like some completely off the wall?
All right, so I said the forever chemicals are per- and polyfluorinated alkyl substances, also known as forever chemicals.
So no, not something we would recognize?
That's what PFA stands for?
Correct. Okay. PFAS.
Okay.
But it doesn't even have to be a forever chemical for this to happen. It just has to be replenished or something that we are regularly putting into the environment, like the estrogen that is making the fish trans.
Yeah.
And you know, you laugh at Alex Jones for talking about gay frogs, and you know that is a bit silly, but there are scientific studies that show that the estrogen that we're dumping into the oceans, it is making fish trans. And it's not. And estrogen isn't going to stay in the ocean forever, but if we're just regularly putting it out there, then it's going to have the same effect as if it did last forever.
Right. Well, this stuff does last for a while, and it's not like minerals that you drink in your regular well water.
This is some sort of human concoction, is what you're saying.
These are synthetic. Yes.
Where do they come from?
From the industry. The industry creates them. They're synthetic. They're man-made, and they have intentions. They're used for a reason. Mm-hmm. Which we'll get into. So the PFAs cover a large family of forever chemicals, a family of 4,700 highly persistent chemicals that do not occur in nature. PFAs are the most persistent synthetic chemicals to date. They hardly degrade in the natural environment and have been found in the blood and breast milk of people and wildlife all around the world.
And they are not naturally occurring, is that correct? So every instance of these chemicals is synthesized, it is produced by human beings?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A 2021 study has found that PFAS chemicals are being used in disposable food packaging from popular fast food chains, takeaway restaurants, and supermarkets across Europe and the U.S.
So it's in the packaging, but it somehow seeps into the actual food?
Absolutely. And this is why you should never... ever warm up your food on the original plastic container or the bag that it came in, because that's just the worst thing you can ever do.
We should never eat fast food.
They've been talking about BPA in the plastics. That's something that you eliminate from your food. You should never drink out of a BPA container. You shouldn't cook in it. And I'm just going to say that you should never ever heat any plastic. And if you want to go as far as I've gone, I'll just eliminate it from your house altogether.
Mm. You don't have any plastic in your house? Like no Tupperware, any of that?
I have plastic lids for my glass containers because they're easy to use. But no, I don't have my food touching plastic.
Wow.
Okay.
But I can't say that I didn't grow up reheating macaroni and cheese in a damn margarine container in the microwave. I mean, I was there. I can't tell you that I wasn't the guy licking the popcorn bag, all the good salt off of it, which you shouldn't do, people. You shouldn't even be eating microwave popcorn. But if you're going to take it to the next level, just don't. Don't lick the salt off the bag.
I've never even considered that.
It's good stuff, salt.
probably those chemicals, man.
I was salt depleted.
Yeah, okay.
What are BPAs used in? BPAs are used in a wide range of consumer products due to their ability to repel both grease and water, including in the paper and cardboard food packaging, from like takeaway containers, mm-hmm. popcorn bags, pizza boxes, ready-made cakes, etc., in non-stick cookware, in textiles, mostly waterproof and outdoor clothing and equipment.
So are the BPAs also part of these PFAs?
I do believe they're part of the family, yeah.
Okay, okay. I've heard of the BPAs before.
Yeah, yeah. I think everyone has at this point. In fact, they have been eliminating them from
Really? From packaging?
From food. Mm-hmm. Food plastics.
Okay.
I'm sure they're still using it in other types of plastics. But like I said, I don't think you should be using any. I don't think you should be eating from any plastic. Period.
Huh.
Especially water bottles. They say. They say
out of plastic water bottles all the time.
I know.
Bonnie gets on me for it.
They say the big thing now is just don't reuse it.
Okay.
Because this is number one. The plastic is number one. And it's supposed to be like porous, mm-hmm. so it can like get bacteria and stuff in there if you reused it.
Yeah,
like you said,
I don't know, man.
I don't trust any of it. Glass, stainless steel, that's it.
If you're so worked up about this stuff that you're worried about a few molecules of plastic getting to your body, you're gonna die anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Like my viewpoint is. I mean, normally I got like a Contigo, which is actually a metal container for what I drink. That's when I'm around the house, but it's hard to bring that places. It's just much easier to throw a plastic water bottle in your back pocket. Like, I'd rather have water than have water.
It's cumulative.
If you don't drink
it's
water,
cumulative every single day.
You are going to die.
I mean, one time, that's all right, but I mean, every single day of your life, you're drinking two or three of those.
It adds
up.
It's a few molecules of plastic each day. I mean, yeah, it might add up, right? But you're far more likely. The average American eats like a credit card worth of plastics every year. I mean, the molecules coming off of that are a drop in the ocean.
And where does that go whenever you're done with it?
I don't care.
It goes into a landfill,
yeah.
Which eventually seeps into your water supply. So that we're all being affected by this mass production of synthetic plastics.
That's what it means to be a human being in 2022.
Yeah, we're all transhuman at this moment. We're all this fourth industrial revolution where we're all going to be taking the shot. Who knows what's in it?
I mean, Conan, you
drinking the plastic. Who knows what's in it?
You're a frugal guy, right? Like, and I can appreciate frugality. Have you ever seen how much them glass bottle waters?
You buy one. Look at me. I've been using the same mason jar drinking my concoction here for 3 years now.
Yeah, but you stay at home all the time, man. Like, we go out and do things. If you're out,
take the damn thing with you.
Man, I don't know. I would almost guarantee that the same percentage of molecules that come off of this plastic bottle come off of your glass as well.
I think the argument is the glass doesn't have
that. That is silly. I've never heard. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
The point is the glass
doesn't
have
it. Glass is a liquid.
It's a solid liquid where yours is malleable and it will fall apart if you stick it in the sunlight for a week.
Have you seen old castles where the windows are literally thicker at the bottom than they are at the top?
The plastic is leaching out of your water.
It's also happening with glass, man.
All right, you got more to tell us about
a little bit,
right?
Yeah.
All right, more on the way here. If you want to weigh in on these PFAs or the BPAs or your thoughts on the, you know, health or whatever, the number is 603-283-6160. You can join.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.